Miscellaneous, staff reports. Christina, we'll start with you. Do you, Raleigh? Henry?
No.
Thank you.
Maybe me.
Karen?
Yes, briefly, Snappers last week was very educational. I was pleased to see a few of our trustees from Sarah attend the ethics training on Tuesday. I highly recommend that one for our trustees because it's geared towards the public pension fund trustee ethics. They also offered a sexual harassment prevention training as well through Snappers, which is also very helpful to all of our trustees. We did learn that the Snappers Legislative Committee is not sponsoring any bills this year. They are supporting a couple that have been sponsored by others. We will have a legislative update for the Sarah Board at the next meeting of June 14th, and we can discuss those in detail.
Great. We're supposed to get certificates for attending those courses? Will they come to the office here? Because several of us were there, so that you could take care of that.
Tim?
Only other thing I wanted to mention to the trustees was we received the 2016 transaction cost analysis reports from Zeno. So we're working with Zeno and on a few issues they highlighted, and we're reaching out to our managers, and we'll report back on those conversations. Overall, it was a great report. We just highlighted a few issues that we need to follow up on.
Yeah.
Just a couple things. One, for those that attended Snappers last week, there was mention that you could either fill out the hard copy paper evaluation forms or go online. They haven't sent out the online link yet. There were some technical difficulties, but that's something that they're going to be doing shortly. They indicated that to me. The Sacera picnic is June 4th. You recently received an invitation to that. You're welcome to attend. It's a potluck. Fun for all. After the next general board meeting on June 14th, there will be an audit committee meeting. And then I did want to mention in a few months, I will be coming back to the board to request approval to issue an RFP for custodial services.
For what?
Custodial services for custodians. Not that there's been issues or anything there. It's just it's a good thing to see what's out in the market from time to time, and you know, potentially reduce fees and improve service in the meantime. So that'll be coming back.
Okay, trustees. Rusty.
Along with a few others, I attended the Snappers meeting and stayed around for the business meeting at the very end, where we voted in the slate of our new leadership for the coming year. And just wanted to mention that, again, Dan McAllister was like this president, Gabe Rodriguez as vice president, and as treasurer, Harry Hagan, another TTC or treasurer tax collector, and then Catherine Cabinus, as the secretary.
In the scene.
So is Gabe on a victory tour now? Is that why he's not here today?
Probably.
So the current slate in general stays in place for another year?
It does.
Yeah. Except Art is gone.
Art Rulia has stepped down. Because he had actually ran for the secretary position. He turned down the offer to run as treasurer. He didn't want that position. And so, but he had chosen to step down.
Okay.
Did we vote for Catherine?
No, we voted for
Art. That's what I thought.
We voted for Art, yeah.
Huh. It was much of a landslide.
She's the one from Mendocino.
Yes.
Okay. I made a few notes, being one more of those who attended the Snappers conference. Best practices that sounded like something that at some point we might want to consider. Starting out using you rather than I or me to persuade, for all of you who were there with the word man. And then I think Harvey, in the session he led, jumped on that as a good idea, and so we made sure that he didn't use I, used you. all of his presentations. This is certainly more effective. Getting the right people in boards and committees, getting rid of disruptors, managing meetings effectively by reducing the amount of material distributed and using more summaries. Recognize that boards work most effectively when they focus on bigger picture issues. Do not seek to always get a unanimous vote, because that policy gives too much power to no voters. I think that may have been it. That was fascinating. Petra best practices: meet quarterly with at least larger employers, carefully review all pay codes used, establish an employer audit plan for larger employers, do whatever is possible to ensure data security, consider installing an ethics hotline, we talked about that a little earlier, and ensure employers are aware of the returning retiree rules and have a procedure to deal with the issue. Many of these things, by the way, we literally talked about today. But anyway, this was what I got out of it that would deal directly with things we as trustees have a direct interest in. So anyway, anything further on the trustee part?
Well, on a lighter note, the bocce ball tournament went on again, and San Bernardino County won. So Contra Costa lost their
fix.
Number
fix.
One. No fix. It was the way it went, you know. But and Paul Angelo joined their team, so we can needle Paul about trading ships in the middle of the night.
Is he also their actuary?
He is their actuary.
All right,
yeah.
All right. He is now.
The ringer.
So anyway, and it was a good function. There was like 38 people there, and we had all 7 teams, and we did a round robin, and it was fun. They had a good time. So that's on the lighter note. I didn't go to the castle. Anybody do the? Was that a good event?
Yeah, it was nice.
Okay.
Jerry. No, maybe it was David that had your hand up earlier.
I didn't go.
Oh.
But I could give a minority report if you want me to.
I attended NZ PERS, and my first time to that event. My understanding that NZ PERS is kind of supposedly more of an advocate, activist, to some degree lobbyist for pension programs and so forth. Interesting conference. There's still a lot of nervous laughter when we talk about the effects of Trump on the market and so forth and where we're headed. So there's still a lot of uncertainty kind of where we're headed in the future. And there's a lot of talk, a lot of folks befuddled by the appellate decision in the Marin case about what a reasonable pension is. And so everyone, all these conferences that I've been to,
it's all they got left.
It's like, what the hell does reasonable mean? Because so they're all waiting for this to go to the state Supreme Court. So hopefully we can get some more clarity on all of that. But it just like,
David, did you get a chance to do the TEDS training the 2 days before the conference?
I did the TEDS program, yeah.
Good.
The trustee educational development program.
Yeah.
And I got my certificate.
Oh. Nice.
All right.
Luce, I got to get you a copy of
it. You going to frame it?
They have another program for fiduciary education, and it is 4-module course. You do 2 modules at a time, 1 and 2, 3 and 4, and those are split like every 6 months or so. So I found this course very helpful, and the advanced fiduciary course, yeah, it should also be very good. So
I really enjoyed that course when I took it. In fact, I think I've taken it 2 times, maybe even 3 times, just because of the experiential part of doing it and being a part of a team and figure out an asset allocation, and it would.
You've done the NAF. It's called the NAF. You've done that one.
He's talking about TED.
No.
Oh, you just did the TED.
You did the asset allocation.
Okay.
What is the NAF?
That's the advanced fiduciary.
I haven't done that yet.
So that'll be coming up. I'll
I think
give
Endeavor,
info about that to put on the.
Your team won 1 year, right?
Huh?
Deborah's team won 1 year.
I think we're back to bocce ball.
No.
The TED's team.
The TED's program.
Oh, all right.
At NC PERS.
Okay. Any further trustee comments? I think it's probably time to entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
We make a motion to adjourn.
Right. You can second it.
As opposed to I.
Wait. Would you like to make a substitute?
All those in favor?
Aye.
I think we're adjourned. Thank you.